Great feeling to win the cup again tonight, Sarah, isn't it?
Yes, unbelievable. Just all the hard work's paying off. So again, a night like that, and tonight is when you can actually celebrate. For a few days we can celebrate. You're always planning towards something or trying to keep yourself, your feet in the ground, keep modest in that. But tonight we'll all celebrate, and it was a hard fought victory.
Great character to come back from 1-0 down twice in a week against the champions.
Definitely is. I mean, I think it just shows sort of the change in how our team's developing. Now we can go out against one of the top teams in Northern Ireland, and it doesn't matter if we're 1-0 down at half time. We've got the right attitude, we've got the players in there with the right mental strength to go into the second half and know we've got 45 minutes and we're very confident we can turn this around, and not even turn around and get a goal, but turn around and actually come away with a win and get two goals.
Kirsty McGuinness took that equaliser superbly, didn't she?
It's unbelievable. I mean, two excellent strikes this week from Kirsty McGuinness. And again, when you've got a player like that in your team, not only does it give us confidence when she's on form, but it also puts fear into the other team. People have to double back and mark up on her, leaves more room around the pitch for the rest of us. So it was unbelievable. And then Nicole Graham again adding another great goal as well, playing off Kirsty McGuinness really well.
Great time to get the second goal near the end, wasn't it?
Definitely was. I mean, you just wanted to nick that at the end and not have to hold out for too much longer. We knew when it went in, I think I remember the ref saying there was only 6 minutes left at one stage, and we knew we just had to dig deep and hold tight, and everybody was back defending, so they were, and we held on for it.
You yourself just back from injury, how are you feeling?
Back from injury, not only a couple of weeks, not feeling on my top fitness, and again that's why I only played the 45. Wasn't sure how much of a role I was going to have, so I was glad to get on for 45 and contribute towards it, and hopefully just help even just by my presence being there, even if my fitness isn't the best, that I was leading the girls on and helping them to be confident on the pitch.
Still a lot to play for, two more cup finals and a few more league games, isn't it?
Definitely is. You know, tonight's one to celebrate, but definitely from tomorrow to get back to the drawing board again. I mean, by no means have we achieved what we want to achieve this season. Everybody, if anything, we're more hungry. You know, girls are already talking about the next match, talking about the other cup finals. Everybody's hungry, everybody sees the bigger picture now, so they do. It's not a case of one victory and that's enough to satisfy us anymore.
Lovely to see your friend in the changing room before the match, having had an operation this morning.
Lovely and a bit of a worry, but I think it shows the mentality of the team. Nobody wanted to miss out, so they didn't. Emma had the operation on her foot today, managed to talk somebody around to take her around to the change room, so just popped in and again give all the girls a lift. It just shows how much everybody's backing. You know, it's a big match for everybody, and again that's why it's a squad game really with Linfield, so it is.
Great feeling to defend that trophy 2 years in a row, isn't it?
Unbelievable, definitely, and especially obviously last year was the first year of it, so for two seasons now we've managed to hold it, and again it's a special trophy to us because of that, so it is. Unbelievable from the whole squad, the whole Linfield club, you know.
And great for you and the two other captains to lift that cup tonight.
Yes, we're coming down with captains at the minute, and I think it shows the calibre of players in the club. You know, we've had a run of injuries, and Lindsay Corey stepped in the last number of weeks, and excellent leader, so she is. You know, anybody would be more than happy to have her as a captain, so no, it's unbelievable.
So enjoy tonight and come back and try and win a few more games in the rest of the season.
Definitely, thank you, Andy.